From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Welcome into Countdown to Kickoff as we get ready for, week six?
Halfway through.
Of the high school football season in the great state of Texas. I'm Fred Davis. That's the one, the only Mr. Steve Randall. Let's dive into the eastern region of the state and kick off the program like we do each and every week with a different coach from the area. And let's talk to defending state champ, Gilmer Buckeye head coach Alan Metzel. They went 12-3 last year en route to a state championship. Got off to an 0-2 start this year. Very un-Gilmer-like, but we caught up with Coach Metzel. They've won three straight. They've got a bye week this week, and they are getting back to their winning ways.
Well, it was pretty exhilarating, to be able to win it finally, And, of course, we went in 20 and 21 and lost those years. So, you're right on the cusp and just not quite getting it done. And so, then people's mantra is, well, you can't win the big one, or you can't, all those kind of things. So you have to battle that. And, for me, though, I think more so than the enjoyment for myself, and I'm not just trying to say this, I really was so excited for the guys last year. I've had a chance to be a part of some winning. 2009 we won it, 2014 we won it, I was an assistant, and it's awesome to win it, but to watch what those young men did last year with all the adversity we had and everything, that was unique. The 2009 year, the 2014 year, we were undefeated all the way through, and kind of went with going into the season with a number one ranking, and we're able to do it, which has its own pressures. But last year's crew was a little bit different. We weren't picked to win district. We weren't picked to win state, those kind of things. And then to go through all the hardships and then come out with that win, that was a unique year. Well, I think it was part of it, and you can say, well, you're playing with a chip on your shoulder and those kind of things. But, we were real young on defense last year, and we were really allowing a lot of points at an alarming rate. The coaching staff really did a great job of finding the right people, adjusting the scheme. So there were a number of things that were going on. But then, we had the tragedy where one of our kids' mom and aunt were murdered. And that happened after our week 10 game that weekend. And those two individuals, those two ladies, had been instrumental in our community, the mini bucks, everybody knew them. So it wasn't something they were detached from. It affected every kid on our team. And so it, something like that, it can take you different ways. And they chose to allow it to galvanize them. And, it was amazing to listen to the seniors. And as we would sit and visit after that horrible weekend, and they would say, Coach, we really get it now. Of how this is bigger than a game, that this is teaching us how to love our teammate, how to rally around him, how that out there matters in a bigger sense. And so you saw them, that there was a synergy that began to take place that was pretty unique. And they just got better all throughout the playoffs and then finalized that with the Game 6 of playoffs championship against Belleville. There's a dynamic to leading where you're not in charge. You're offering a opportunity for individuals to step into something deeper, and you're hopefully modeling some of the personal characteristics and those kind of things imperfectly. But I think that being real about that is important too, where there's an authenticity about it of, hey guys, we're all going to screw this up, and yet I can recognize
that is Coach Alan Metzel, Gilmer Buckeyes, and of course they've got a bye week this week. We want to thank him. All the games that we're looking at this week, don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff.
to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Appreciate that voice, guy. Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Radio Networks. And a little Uber Eats. Make sure you download the app and get you some. You will be glad that you did. Shout out once again to Coach Alan Metzel over there at Gilmer. The Gilmer Buckeyes, which, you know, being a Buckeye in Longhorn, in Longhorn country, and over here in the Lone Star State. Okay, little touch and go, but hey, when you've had the success that Gilmer has, you can be a Buckeye.
Well,
and there's no shame in it.
And some of the personal stuff you start hearing from behind the scenes, it's like,
incredible.
How do you get over some of that stuff? It's like just some fortitude that are built in.
Well, and one of the things I talked about, and you caught a little bit of it there towards the end, and you know, one of the things that we love about doing these coach interviews, I tell you what, it's bittersweet doing them here with you guys over at TSN. We love providing them for you. The only, you know, hullabaloo of it all is that we only get 4 minutes to do it.
I know.
Right? And so... I get it, short attention spans in today's day and age, but, you know, with some of these old school coaches, you do get really good answers from them. And the thing about Coach Metzel that kind of stood out was he's also a pastor as well. And so we dove into that a little bit as far as, you know, what are the similarities between being a head football coach and being a pastor. And there's a lot of, there's a lot of crossover there. But that being said, 0-2 start. They've rattled off three straight. Got a bye week this week. And, of course, again, as you and I have talked about time and time again, Steve, when we were doing this, you know, way back when in late August, early September, more so in August now, you're getting to that point now where you kind of know who you are, right?
Yeah.
Now, you definitely want to be playing your best football in the next couple months, or excuse me, next couple weeks. But, you know, you're starting to see, and I will say this, we're starting to see a little bit better defense being played. Now, we still got some 70 and 80 burgers out there, but that's usually because of the teams that are playing. You kind of know that that defense isn't great and that offense is high-powered.
Right, and there's some that are still rebuilding from last season, even the season before, and some have already hit their stride because we've gone through 5 weeks, and we've got 5 weeks to go. So we literally are right in the middle of the halfway. So there's a lot of folks that are standing up and going, this is who we are. And like you say, there's still some folks, this is their first week of district.
It is.
So
it is.
They still can throw the first five out, kind of crazy, but what really counts is what happens in district.
Well, and we're getting, and I'm glad you, that's a great segue, Steve, because you got some team, and there's still a handful of teams that haven't even started district play.
I know, exactly.
Right? Our Madisonville Mustangs, shout out to our Madisonville affiliate. They are off this week. Now, they've had a rough three-game stretch. They've lost three in a row, all right? Coach Urbanque, friend of the program, okay? Friend of the program. You know, and look, I'll take my L's when I gotta take them, Steve, okay?
I'm going to make sure you take them.
Madisonville's going to get off the schneid, though. Not this week, because they're not playing. But next week, you wait and see. Galveston Ball, though, that's a game that I'm excited about. 5-0 on the year, ranked 9th in 5A Division I. They've got a good old-fashioned district, Gulf Coast shootout coming up with the Port Arthur Memorial Titans coming to town. We got
one
a handful
more.
Of other games getting ready to get you ready for, plus a couple players that stood out. Don't go anywhere. It's kind of a kickoff. All right, final segment of All Things Eastern Region. And just real quick, we got our Carthage Bulldogs. They're 3-1. They're traveling to a 6A school. They're playing San Benito this week. And, of course, Carthage right now, they are the number one ranked team in 4A D2. And then, of course, Kilgore and Henderson, they're locking horns this week. They're both 4-1 over there in 4A Division I. That should be a good game as well. And then Tyler Chapel Hill, they are at Palestine. Palestine having a rough year this year. So Tyler Chapel Hill at 4-1. I expect them to handle their business. But hey, any given Friday, anything is possible. Speaking of Carthage, Jet Surratt, he had himself a ball game in their 58-14 win over Jasper this past weekend. He threw for 227 yards and had four touchdowns.
Really?
The running back, young kid Edwards, four tutties on the ground as well, 179 yards on the ground. So just an all-around good day from the Carthage Bulldogs. And we got to show Carthage some love because, they've got the, you know, Countdown to Kickoff mojo.
Yeah, okay? They do.
They've got the Countdown to Kickoff mojo. So and it's real, folks, and you can't treat it with penicillin. Atascocita, they've got a huge matchup against the Summer Creek
Bulldogs.
And here's the thing. I don't know who to root for in that matchup because they both.
Oh, it's going to be so
the
close.
The Countdown to Kickoff mojo.
That's
so get
crazy.
Your minds right
undefeated.
For that. Undefeated. All right, we're going to cover all things in the Southern region. Tony Salazar, third-year coach over there at Austin Westlake. What he have to say about taking over that program? We'll discuss that next. Don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right, let's get it going. This is Countdown to Kickoff. Now we're heading over to the south region of the state. And, of course, we got a chance to catch up with, you know, one of the best programs in the state, that being the Austin Westlake Chaparrals. Is that what they're called? The Chaps? I know that's what they say on their hat. We caught up with Tony Salazar, third year at the helm after a long run as their defensive coordinator. He's had his fits with North Shore. North Shore. They've given them all kinds of fits, knocked them out of the last two seasons. We caught up with him today a little bit about kind of where this season's at as they go for another state title.
Staff, which I think was one of the biggest things I learned from Coach Dodge was obviously giving responsibility to others and trusting obviously great coaches to do their job and to do it well and to find where work needs to be done and obviously build those relationships with the kids that you need to be successful to obviously get kids, you know, out of their comfort zone. So first and foremost, you know, our staff, luckily, I tell people it's like, you know, one of the great bands back in the 60s and 70s, you know, lose a lead singer. Really, everybody else has moved over one microphone, you know, and I had the opportunity to stand out in front and sing now. And everybody else moved up one seat on the bus and, you know, and our championship program just continued to roll. And so obviously nothing was changed overnight. There wasn't a big difference like all of a sudden. You know, Coach Salazar, the head coach, we're going to go 180 and do things completely different. We continue to do things the way we did them before. Obviously, I would say we're halfway through year three. I would say there's definite changes, small changes here and there with that Coach Salazar brought to the program. And my demeanor is a little bit different than Coach Dodge's, but ultimately the work ethic is the same. And I think that's what these kids feed off of is, there is no shortcuts, and they understand that. And there's no pats on the back for no reason. You have to earn those. And these guys, they get it. Our coaches get it. And we're fortunate to be at a great place all together and continue to, you know, to teach and mold the next wave of Shaps to hold the standard where it's at. Obviously, just, you know, their athleticism. I mean, that's they're physical. And I feel like, we can match their physicalness. But it's obviously team speed. I'd say overall team speed, it's been significant difference, at least enough to be a few points better than our team. You know, I would say in 23, in 22, probably prefer a myriad of reasons, you know, some injuries, some kind of location having to be in Houston at Rice. There's all kind of the changing situation there at Rice University was not very good for us. There's all kinds of things. So it was kind of some things. We started slow, got behind, and then obviously tried to fight our way back into it and you know, what happens when you get behind is you exert so much energy getting back into it that sometimes you fall short. And that's ultimately what happened to us then. And I don't think the score was truly indicative of what that football team was, you know, capable of. And So obviously left that season 22 with a bad taste in my mouth, come back, do it again. And we saw North Shore again, the same time, same place, game 15. And I feel like we had a better answer. I feel like we were toe-to-toe with them, you know, but just down the stretch, you know, they had a couple athletes probably made us miss, you know, a couple more times than maybe our guys made their guys miss. And extended some drives and, you know, pretended things going on. You know, it's still a few plays here, a few plays there, and it could be a different outcome, but it's been our goal and our task to try to close the gap. And obviously going in this year, we knew I'd known Craig Stump for a long time. Back in 2015, we played for a state championship, our second here at Westlake. You know, we played them round three or something. I think we were randomly in region two, I think, back then. And we played them. And obviously tremendous football team. A lot of guys are playing the NFL now, a couple of guys at least. And so we knew all about what they brought. you saw up close firsthand many years ago, 6'4 receiver looks like, what a 6'5 receiver looks like. They had him, you know. And then obviously we saw, you know, this year, I think Cardae Mack kind of did some of the same things.
That is Coach Tony Salazar. Austin Westlake will recap a couple things he said and look at a couple games that are going on this Thursday and Friday. Don't you go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff, Southern Region, right here.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Welcome back in. Countdown to Kickoff. Talking all things Southern Region as we thank you to Coach Tony Salazar once again. Great stuff from him, and he's got that Austin Westlake program rolling as usual. 3-1 on the season. Now, they did get beat. I didn't give him a hard time about it, but I said, hey, what is it about that district down there over in Houston? You know, you've had North Shore knock you out 2 years in a row, mm-hmm. and then, of course, this year, Atascocita came to town and kind of had their way with them pretty much for the most part. Put up 40 points on them. Again, that's not, when you talk about the kind of program that these two schools are, for them to double up the way they did. But it's like he said, you know, you saw with the athletes, and you talked a little bit about the quarterback mm-hmm. for, the Mack kid, who I want to say he's going to Baylor. He's going to Baylor,
yep,
right?
And
our boy Stump talked to us about that. So, I mean, you know, I'll tell you what, Baylor could use them this year, that's for sure, but that's another story for another show.
Well, when you're talking the Eagles from Humble, I mean, they're beating everybody. I mean, the week before that, they beat Katy, for God's sakes.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Craig Stump over to Atascocita has got them boys rolling. So, and of course, like you said, they got a huge game coming up on Friday. Is it Friday or Saturday that they're playing Summer Creek? We'll check back.
It's Saturday.
It could be Saturday. Yeah. That's not a huge surprise there.
Yeah.
Them Houston schools, they do. They're a little wonky over there. So Westlake there, and they had a bye last week. Mm-hmm. So, and that's the thing. There's a lot of schools that are on bye this week. You and I were talking about that during the break. So there's a lot of schools, and of course, if your school's not playing, hey, go check somebody else out. Scout the competition if you need to. But Westlake, they play Aikens this week. They're 3-2. Westlake 3-1. Poth, they're playing Nixon Smiley. Now Poth, they're what, 4-0 right now. Ranked second overall in 3A Division II. Smithson Valley, of course, you know, coach has got the Countdown to Kickoff mojo. Mm-hmm. They're off this week. Kind of having a little, I'm not going to say a rough year, but bouncing back after that runner-up finish. They're 3-2 on the season. You got Corpus Christi Miller. They lost to Sinton. Now, Sinton's 5-0, ranked fourth. They're going to play Corpus Christi Kalalan. And then, of course, Lake Travis. They're 5-0 on the year. They're off this week. And then, of course, Dripping Springs. They're going to match up with Austin High. Dripping Springs right now, 4-1 on the year.
Now, some of those Thursday games we never get to talk about because it's kind of in the middle.
It is, exactly.
You know, from our Wednesday show to our Friday show. Coming up, South Texas on Thursday, Marshall versus Harlan. That's coming up at Ferris Stadium, O'Connor and Brennan. Gustafson Stadium, that's going to be Thursday as well. And South Sand and Laredo Martin, they're going to be Thursday. So those are some of the games that are happening in South Texas, not on the Friday night schedule, but Thursday night.
Right. Well, and I'm glad you said that, because Austin Westlake, they're playing Thursday night as well.
So, exactly.
Because they've got, as Coach alluded to, you've got the Austin City Limits Festival that's kicking off.
Yep.
So he
busy.
Said it's going to be busy as all get out. He said, look, we get the game in on Thursday, kids can go do what they want on Friday and Saturday so they don't have to skip school and all that good stuff. Not saying they would. These are teenagers we're talking about here, folks. These are teenagers. All right, who are a couple kids that did their thing last week? We'll tell you who they are next. Don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Networks. Welcome back in. Countdown to Kickoff, all things Southern Region. And I'll tell you what, a lot of guys to choose from over there in the South. And, of course, we had some guys in Corpus Christi do their thing. Obviously, San Antonio. But shout out to our guy, Lake Travis quarterback Chasten. Chasten Ditta threw for over 300 yards. Also, in addition to 300 yards through the air, he also had four touchdowns. As they took care of business, Lake Travis did this past Friday night, taking care of Bowie. Is it Bowie or Bowie?
It is Bowie.
Is it Bowie? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything.
Steve, I didn't want to stamp on the mojo. Steve, I would rather you correct me in real time because you know I would do the same to you.
Well, I do know that is true.
You do know that.
The love. The love right here.
That's exactly what it is. You got the Lake Travis Cavaliers. They won last Friday night against the Bowie. Wait for it.
No. Jackrabbits.
Say it ain't so.
It's the Bulldogs.
The Bulldogs, 44-6. Our boy threw for over 300 yards, had three touchdowns as well. He's going to East Carolina.
All right.
Committed over the summer. So the 6-foot dual threat quarterback, Chasten, had himself a day. All right. Coming up next, we've got Coach Tanner Antle from the Marcus Marauders, defensive coordinator. He's going to join us. First live interview we're doing as we get ready for
Wednesday.
All things North Side. Don't go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right, let's move it on over to the north side. Countdown to Kickoff continues. I'm Fred Davis. That's the one, the only, Mr. Steve Randall.
Howdy.
And as we do each and every time, we like to jump on with a head coach and or a defensive coordinator, talking all things Marcus Marauder football. And let's welcome to the program Mr. Tanner Antle. He's in his second stint over there with the Marcus Marauders. And, of course, Coach, you know, it's got to be a kick in the teeth. You guys started out 3-0 on the year. Then you play your crosstown rivals. It's one thing to lose to them, but it's another thing to lose to them in overtime. What happened against the Fighting Farmers last Friday?
First of all, thank you, gentlemen, for having me on.
Yes, sir.
You are definitely correct. It's always a little bit tougher when you lose to a crosstown rival. And the key to this is not dwelling on what happened in the past.
Yeah.
It's controlling what we control and moving on. And as always, when it comes down to end of games, overtimes, you can always boil it down to a handful of plays that within your control, you could have done something a little bit better. Strictly talking about my side of the ball, we had 5 plays within the whole game that got away from us.
Mm-hmm.
And it could have been something as simple as eye discipline or technical as far as like footwork, or when you play, you know, really good athletes having to finish a play, and if you miss a tackle, they can get it out on you and run for a ways. But other than 5 plays on our side of the ball, I mean, I'm super proud. Wouldn't trade one of ours for anybody. They fought their tails off, and I love them for it, man. Like, their true character came out, and I told them the first day we met, moving on to the next week, the first thing I do is give them a rundown of what happened. And I looked them all in the eyes and said, man, I love y'all. The character that you showed and the fight that you played with, like, I wouldn't trade you for anybody.
Well, so. Coach, this is Steve Randall. And I think you're right on the mark when you're talking about, hey, it's one game. It's one play. And, yes, it is our first game of district. But you look back and you say, look at the games that we've already completed, how many points we put on the board, and who you have to play in the future. I mean, you got Guyer coming up. So I think it's amazing that you guys are saying, hey, just put that aside. Don't worry about what happened. Now let's look forward to what we're going to do.
Yes, sir. Our district is there's a lot of parity in our district. There's some names that people on the outside definitely zone in on and look to. Like you just mentioned one, Guyer is a very tough program. And week in and week out, there's good football teams, good programs, good players, good coaches that if we start looking forward past what's right in front of our face and focusing on us just getting better, it could turn around and bite us in the butt. And when you're dealing with young men, it's a little bit harder as far as getting them to focus. They got more distractions than a professional football player does when that's all they do is mm-hmm. their livelihood is football. So one thing I know that Coach A and myself and the rest of our coaching staff is very grateful for is that we got a great community. The kids come from great homes. They're taught and raised very well. And it always takes a village, you know what I mean? So you don't win and lose games strictly on what you do in a field house or on a football field. I'm very grateful that the community that we have behind us and the families that support us and the kids that are bought into our culture.
Coach, we've got about 45 seconds, but you guys are on the road at Hebron, at Denton Braswell. Then, like you said, you got a, dare I say, a murderer's row. You got Denton Guyer, and then you got you finish up the season at Capel, and they've been rock solid all year long. Kind of what's the message to not just the offense but defensively over these next couple games?
It's definitely exactly what I said just a second ago, and it's focus on what's the next step for us. Don't get too busy looking ahead. Like you said, you mentioned a lot of good football programs.
Yeah.
Don't get busy and lost in looking at what's 2 weeks down the road, 3 weeks down the road. We got to take care of this step right in front of us.
Coach Annell, I tell you what, my man, great stuff from you as always. We're on that Marauder, hype train.
Mm-hmm.
I got to show some love to my fighting farmers, but I tell you what, I'm on that Marauder train as well. Good luck this week.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. There
Thanks,
you go,
Coach.
Tanner Antol, defensive coordinator for the Marcus Marauders. All right, we'll take a look at some of the games this week. Get you ready for another exciting week of high school football here in the great state of Texas.
To Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Shout out to our boy Tanner Antle from
Thanks, Coach.
Marcus Marauders. And shout out to my guy Cody Adams for making that happen as well. So, again, to the Flower Mound area. You got Flower Mound, you got Louisville, you got Marcus. And, of course, like you said, man, that district, though. That
loaded.
District, I mean, like you said, you got Capel, you got Denton Guyer. Don't sleep on my fighting farmers.
Yep.
I mean, it's a... It's a grinder, man. It's a meat grinder, if you will.
Well, and there's a big one in that district coming up this weekend. Coppell and Denton Guyer, it's going to be a feast in the middle of the field, if you know what I'm talking about.
No, it absolutely is. All right, real quick, I know you've got some games that were jumping off the page to you, Mr. Randall.
Well, and that was the big one for me. I mean, it was just huge. I mean, you got a quarterback for Denton Guyer that's committed to Baylor, and then for Coppell, he's committed to Oklahoma. And so you've just got some big-time stars that are happening this week.
No, you absolutely do. And let's see, some of the matchups that folks are getting ready for.
I think Coppell's going to beat Denton Guyer.
Oh, do you?
I do. But I think it's going to be close. I think it's like a field goal.
Okay.
You know, 3 or 4 points. I think it's going to be that close.
And so let me get this straight. You think Capel's going to go into Denton Guyer on their field and beat them on Friday night?
It's going to be extremely close, but I actually do.
Okay. Yep. I like where your head's at. Denton Ryan, they're playing Aledo this Friday as well. And, of course, we all know what Aledo's been doing so far this year as they've been kicking butt and taking names. Another game that we're keeping our eye on as well. You've got the we already mentioned. Well, you got Southlake Carroll and Keller, and of course Southlake Carroll should handle their business as far as that goes. Let's see here. We already mentioned Marcus and Hebron.
Hey, real quick,
can I
go back to the Aledo game?
You absolutely can go back to the Aledo game.
And you mentioned it, but I think it's probably a bigger game than we actually think.
Okay.
And this is just a stat that I happened to run across. If you go back 6,209 days to October the 5th of 2007.
Let's go back to it.
That's the last time that a district game was lost by the Aledo Bearcats. 122 consecutive district games that they have won. So they're protecting that like, you know, a mama bear protecting her cubs.
Your Pilot Point folks, they're home this week.
Can you believe that?
They
won last week.
They did win last week. They did. Big week for you guys as well. And then, of course, also, too. Let's see here. Dadgummit. You got Frisco Independence. They're playing at Anna. And then Lovejoy, they're home to Melissa. And, of course, Melissa and Anna. A game that we thought was going to be a shootout last week turned out to be a defensive struggle when it was all said and done. But an incredible district matchup. Lots to get to player-wise. Don't go anywhere. The North continues next.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Ironman. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, If you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
All right, glad to have you back. Final segment of the Northern region, mm-hmm. And of course, we had no Duncanville and no DeSoto this week. We've already mentioned if you wonder kind of like, all right, where are some of these bigger games at? You got a lot of teams that are taking that final, well, they say final bye week. They're taking that week five, week six bye week before you start the gauntlet that is district play. And mm-hmm. if you're like, you know, like we mentioned already with the Denton guys of the world, and of course, our guy, Coach Antle over in Marcus.
Yeah,
I mean, you've got seven teams in your district.
Yeah,
right. So
exactly.
You're already in the throes. You're two weeks into it already.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
Just a couple folks. Of course, obviously, some of the Week Five guys that blew up last week. Keelan Russell. You know, he got nicked up a little bit in that game. I think it was against Waxahachie the week before. And then, of course, he went just off last week. Threw for 474 yards. Drew Cates from Richland. He threw for 389. And then Christian Hampton from North Garland for 364, and then North Crowley, which has had just an incredible run this year so far.
Studs.
Chris Jimerson Jr., 342 yards. So, coming up next, let's go to West Texas, and let's
there
welcome to the program play-by-play for Kahoma, one Mr. Mark Richardson.
Love
talk
it.
A little KBST radio. Also, a little bit what's going out there on in the great western part of the state. Lots to get to. Don't you go anywhere. He's Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis. Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Radio Networks.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
All right.
Yes.
Final region to get into. We saved the proverbial best for last. Let's talk all things West Texas football. Let's jump out to the hotline. Welcome to the program. Tell you what, this guy, he probably cleans up the stadium after he's done. He's the general manager of KBST. He's also the play-by-play voice for your Kahoma High School football team. The man, the myth, the legend, one Mr. Mark Richardson. And Mark, let's talk a little Kahoma football. Where are we at right now, 6 weeks into the season?
Well, I tell you what, Stephen, Fred, thank you for having me. I love my TSM buddies. So if we're going to jump right in Kahoma football, we're sitting at 3-1. Great start, starting off at 3-0. Injury bug just hammered us. And then we faced really just an incredible Wink football team last week that just had our number. But, you know, we've yet to start district play. Homecoming is this week, so the school's all wrapped up in their homecoming festivities, a coach's very favorite week of the year. So we face a very tough Littlefield team this week, but I think we have the weapons to take care of them. But it's going to be a battle from get to go.
What have you been most impressed with so far with this Kahoma football team? I mean, especially, like you said, with non-conference, you never know quite what you're going to get, especially with the way training camp, I guess, so to speak, kind of looks. You know, those first couple of weeks is kind of a get-to-know-you period. Where's this team at as far as that goes with how impressed you've been with kind of that maturation these first 4 or 5 weeks?
Well, you know, I've loved it. You know, the 3-0 start was great. We're a pretty undersized team, but we're fast. Without a doubt, Howard County has the three greatest head coaches in the state of Texas, in my opinion. Kahoma's no exception to that. We've made great adjustments. You know, we vary up our defensive appearances on offense. We've got, I think, one of the best 3A quarterbacks in the state of Texas, and Boyd Cox. Unfortunately, his best receiver went down with a broken collarbone, but there have been so many other guys that have stepped up and filled in. So, you know, what we're doing is we're getting quicker to the ball than the other team. We're quicker to respond, and I think our coaching adjustments have proved that we can handle any battle in front of us.
Now, Coach, this is Steve Randall. I noticed not only have you guys been playing defense and the games have been close, but you've been putting up some numbers on the offensive side as well.
Well, I tell you what, I'll mention Boyd Cox, a three-year starter at quarterback. You know, when you can count on your quarterback to put 200-300 yards up on the stat sheet in a single game and hit maybe seven different receivers during that game, man, that's hard to defend. And that's really where people have struggled. We've got a running back, Jaden Vineyard. I use the term he runs mad, and when he runs mad, he runs better. And some great lead blocking. Our line is going to be smaller than probably any defensive line we play all year, but we're just going to be faster than you. We're going to bite you, we're going to fight you, and we're going to come out on top in almost every situation.
About 30 seconds left, Coach. Big Springs, Fort Sand. Just give us a quick update on where things are at with those two programs.
Big Spring, rough start, but won the last two games last week with 7 seconds left, a touchdown pass to win against Snyder, our big, big rival. Mm-hmm. Fort Sand is off to a rough start, 0-5, but they've been a murderer's row schedule. I really think they have a chance to go through district at 5-0. So they could be your undefeated district champions with a 5-5 record. I think that's very conceivable.
I like it. And then, of course, a little bit about KBST. You guys got some programming you want to talk about.
Man, we are so proud. We do a pigskin prediction show that airs right before all three games we carry on Friday nights. You can hear that on the KBest Media app. We bring in all of our coaches, a lot of people. We ask questions, and we have a good time.
Mark, I would expect nothing less from you, my man. You're doing the Lord's work out there in West Texas. Appreciate you so much, and good luck to your Cahoma team on Friday.
Fred, Steve, you take care. Thanks for calling. Thanks.
Absolutely. The one, the only, Mark Richardson, general manager of KBST Radio, as well as the play-by-play for your Cahoma football team. All right, we'll take a trip around West Texas, look at some of the games that are coming up. Don't you go anywhere. It's Countdown to Kickoff right here on TSN.
Back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Counting on your team to deliver the win? Count on Uber Eats to deliver your favorite game day meal before or after the game.
Thank you for that voice, Guy, and thank you once again to our guy Mark Richardson over there, GM over at KBest Radio, doing, keeping the folks over there in West Texas up to date on what's going on, all things news, weather, sports, and everything in between. And, of course, talking all things high school football, Cahoma, Big Springs, and Fort Sand, just to name a few. And so I know you've got a handful of games that are on your docket.
Well, and obviously being a from Pilot Point and watching them the last couple of years, Pilot Point's been a powerhouse back in the past, and Wall was one of those who knocked them out a couple years back, and now two of the most consistent football programs in the state of Texas are clashing Friday night. Idaloo has posted one losing season in the last 34 years.
That's
so Wall hasn't had a losing season in 16 years. Okay. So both of the teams last year, they went deep in the playoffs, and the only team that beat both of them was Canadian.
And that's no slouch.
I know Idaloo was knocked out in the third round, and Wall's season ended the very next round. So this is going to be the fourth ever meeting between these two teams, and the other three were in the playoffs. So this is the final non-district game for Wall, which they're now number 7 in the state in Class 3A Division II rankings. And the Hawks, they've been extremely impressive. They won last week over Sweetwater 42-21. So this is going to be a matchup. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a knockdown dragout.
Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, those of you listening on your local TSN affiliate, make sure that you chime in and catch all of the high school action on the post-game show that we do every Friday from 10 to 12:30. We do the post-game wrap-up, the post-game show, then we do a scoreboard show, then we do a high school wrap-up where you can hear some of the interviews that we did as well. So make make sure you chime in to that. And, of course, your phone calls are always welcome as well. 888-256-1080, 888-256-1080. If you watch the game, and, of course, we had the young man from, was it, Big Springs last week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, that's right.
Our boy Andrew from Big Springs chimed in talking West Texas football as well. So we had a lot of fun having him call in and talking all things West Texas football. So make sure, you know, and it doesn't matter what part of the state you're in, if you're at a game, we want to hear from you and love up your team.
Well, and I've got an email not too long ago. They say, you never talk about the six men. You always talk about 11 men.
Well,
so here
in.
You go. Here's
call
one.
In. Here's your chance.
Water Valley at Rankin. Okay, two of the best six-man teams in West Texas, they are matching up this weekend. So let's keep an eye on that. And we appreciate all the folks calling in and emailing in for their part of Texas.
We absolutely do. And then, of course, just a real quick shout-out to the Lubbock Westerners. They're playing in a – their district play is getting started this week. They got the Amarillo Tuscosa that's coming to town on Friday – excuse me, on Thursday. And we talked about those Thursday games as well. So make sure you're out there for that. All right, coming up next, a couple players that we want to look at, show some love to, and get you ready for your high school football this week. Final segment of the program, counting to kick off all things Southern Region, and big shout out to the Abilene High as they won their district opener. They took care of Amarillo Camp Rock and had no problem doing that this past week. 414 yards on the ground. Their boy Rylan Brown, he had touchdowns both through the air as well as on the ground as well, and of course he had an 85-yard touchdown run, helping them to a 35-14 lead. So Rylan Bradford is our West Region Player of the Week, getting it done on both the ground and through the air for Abilene.
Well, in the game that I'm looking up out west, Wichita Falls Memorial, and and you were talking about Amarillo. Amarillo Palladura. They're actually better than I thought they that the Dons. I thought they were not going to be as good as they actually are.
Shame on you, Steve.
I know.
Shame on you.
They've been playing defense. They've only allowed 15 points a game. And so there's been some high-scoring things that have happened. But Palladura High School, I think, is going to be somebody to watch. So Wichita Falls Memorial in Amarillo Palladura. Keep an eye on that.
Well, stay tuned on Friday and keep it at this same TSN affiliate, and we'll keep you updated and update you on all of the high school action across the great state of Texas from 10 to 12:30 right here on this TSN affiliate. For Steve Randall, I'm Fred Davis. Thank you for listening to Countdown to Kickoff right here on Texas State Networks. Be safe. We'll see you Friday.